in Chris Country.
It's Chris Country. We are joined by Cam. Welcome to the UK, first of all.
Oh, thank you.
And what a year it's been for you.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. It's been awesome. And I think this is, I've been dying to get over here. And I feel like it's really exciting to travel around the U.S., but for some reason it's extra exciting to go abroad. So this felt really awesome, and I was shocked that people knew who I was.
Well, yeah, the show, which was at the Roundhouse with the Shires and Carrie Underwood, you came on and played songs from your EP, Welcome to Cam Country, and people were singing along, weren't they?
Yeah, it was crazy. One guy had yellow sunglasses on, was like screaming at me, and it was cool. It was like everybody... It's just so fun. Like, you know, we're not all that different. Everyone's kind of got the same vibes about the songs, and everyone makes the same faces while they're watching me sing sad songs, and it's cool.
Well, we want to find out all about the EP in a moment, but first, about you. You're from the West Coast originally, but I guess now living Nashville, being part of the Nashville scene?
Yeah. Country music comes out of Nashville, so you kind of can't get around it. But it's a fun... town. It's like a small, I mean, you guys probably all watch that Nashville show, and that's okay, we don't all sleep with each other, but besides that part, it's a very small town, and it's very, there's a lot of family elements to it, and everyone kind of takes care of each other, and you get to know everyone. Everyone's so sweet. We were just talking about that earlier. Like, I think other kinds of music, you can kind of get some rock stars and divas, and I think in country music that's not accepted. You need to be polite and sweet and treat people well.
And do you find yourself walking down the high street and going, oh, there's Brad Paisley, there's Toby Keith? Is it just like full of stars everywhere?
You know, sometimes at the grocery store you'll run into people, but everyone in Nashville's so nice about it. Even the fans and stuff, nobody really bothers people. It's not like TMZ crazy paparazzi time. So yeah, it feels like a comfortable place that everyone's ready to kind of run into stars and not bother them.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I want to find out all about your EP in one moment. This is Cam Country, and we've got a couple of copies to give away as well. But first, the song that's caught everyone's attention, we should play that first, have a listen to that, is called Burning House. Just tell us a little bit about the song.
Well, I wrote it based on a real dream that I had, and there was a fella that in college I was dating on again, off again, and the last time it ended, I didn't end it very nicely. And, you know, when you're with people and they mean so much to you and then you decide that you don't want to be with them, the younger version of me just tried to get out of it kind of as unscathed as possible. So you're more worried about yourself and then you don't really take care of that person that's been very important to you for a long time. And like about a year or two later, I had fully realized that that was not the correct way to handle that. And I was going to see him at this party and I thought, this is my chance to apologize and make things right. And I thought real long and hard about it the night before, exactly, you know, can we go for coffee? Do you mind talking? You know, trying to figure out how to get him to speak to me alone so I could kind of try and mend things. And I went to bed with all that on my mind, and I had this dream about this burning house, and the fire crews were outside, and I ran up, and they were saying, don't go in there. He's in there, but it's coming down, so you can't go in. And I run inside, and he's trapped, and he can't get out. So instead of leaving and saving myself, I stay there and just hold him so he doesn't have to die alone. And, like, it's a really heavy dream. And it was kind of like therapy to be able to take such a heavy dream, because there's all these feelings left over. Like, when someone isn't – there's, like, no Disney movie for this. There's – he's not the villain. He wasn't a bad guy, but he wasn't Prince Charming. So there's – this place in the middle, and he's still very important to me, and, you know, people help shape who you are. So it was really nice to take all those extra feelings that were left over, because we obviously aren't friends the way things ended, and kind of put that into this song about, like, sleepwalking and trying to fix things in your dreams.
Cool. Why don't you introduce it for us?
My name's Cam, and this is my song, Burning House, on Chris Country. I've been sleepwalking, been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broken, make it right. I've been sleepwalking, too close to the fire, but it's the only place that I can hold you tight.
Burning House from Cam, who's with us here. It's a beautiful song. It's so beautifully written as well. But it's not your typical kind of song that gets you, you know, in the Billboard charts and all over the radio and stuff like that, is it? It's a little different.
No, it really is. And I think I didn't think it would be a single. I kind of thought it would just stay on the album. And I played it. I was on a radio show in Nashville, and it's a nationwide one in the U.S., and we had played that song at the Opry, and the host asked me to replay it again on his show, and we only played like a verse and a chorus, and it shot up the iTunes charts, and people just responded, and Sony was really cool. I mean, you don't think of corporations as turning on a dime, and they did. They were like, this feels like something that people are responding to, like, let's put it out, and it's so cool. Like, now there's like all these covers on YouTube and people tweeting about like what it means to them, and it's really cool.
Fantastic. Well, that's off the album Welcome to Cam Country, which is brilliant. A really great EP, and we love it. And we presume if that's the EP, there's an album on the way?
There is. It's actually done and ready to go, and we're just waiting to find the right time to show everybody. Kind of let Burning House have its moment, you know?
Well, we look forward to that, and we hope you'll come back to the UK and do some more dates here. This was your first time performing in the UK, right?
Mm-hmm. The very first. I'll definitely be back.
Well, we've got a little test to see if any of our Britishness has rubbed off on you.
Oh.
We've got five questions, UK or USA, which I just need answers for you from. So, firstly, cup of tea or cup of coffee?
Cup of coffee.
Okay. would you watch Mission Impossible or James Bond?
Oh, James Bond.
Okay. Tex-Mex or fish and chips?
Fish and chips.
The Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
Oh, Beatles.
And finally, would you rather be in a yellow taxi or a big red bus?
Oh, big red bus.
Cam, you're British. That is brilliant. Well, thank you so much for talking to us. Thank you for coming and playing at the UK with the Shires and Carrie Underwood. Pretty good lineup to be on as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, not bad, huh? Thanks for having me.
No worries. And come back to the UK very soon.
Deal.
Tree.